$1.64 are $14.29 with an instant coupon. 12 to 15 packs of Blue Moon cans or bottles are just $13.59 this week with an instant coupon. And 1.75 liter bottles of Sky Vodka are only $21.99. 8 packs of High Noon Sun Sips are $18.99. And 4 packs of Mom Water are just $8.59. Pierce's Express Markets, serving the area for over 99 years.
The way we use our homes is changing. And as your local Carrier experts, we're here to help you improve your indoor comfort. From optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier, we're committed to delivering premium comfort and helping you breathe a little easier.
See Prairie Plumbing and Heating at 402 John Q. Adams Street in Sauk City. Call 643-8531. Carrier. Turn to the experts.
All eyes will be on Wisconsin when the NFL brings the 2025 Player Selection Draft to the state. 250,000 visitors are expected. Here's Green Bay Mayor Eric Genrich.
You know, maybe we don't have as many hotel rooms as a Kansas City or a Detroit, but I think it's going to be incredibly positive, not just for Green Bay, but the state as a whole.
It's the second time Wisconsin hosted the draft, the first in 1939. Do you know where? Oshkosh, Milwaukee, or Madison? The answer coming up.
It's really our obligation to pull people out of that campus when the draft activities aren't going on, to make sure that they see all the sites that we have within our downtown and other places.
And with the main draft campus around Lambeau Field, it's a time for the whole area to shine. Now, did you guess the Wisconsin location for the 1939 draft? It was a one-day event in Milwaukee with the NFL championship game the next day. The Packers beat the Giants 27-0. There's a winning slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A controversial law that would allow law enforcement in Texas to arrest migrants suspected of being in the country illegally is back on hold. The Supreme Court had let it go forward. An appeals court then stepped in just before midnight and halted it. There is an appeals court hearing today on what the next steps should and could be. The House impeachment inquiry holding a public hearing today. ABC National Correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
The House Oversight Committee will hear from Tony Bobulinski and Jason Galanis, two former associates of Hunter Biden, who plan to testify about how they saw the then vice president helping his son in his work. It's a charge the White House has strongly denied. Democrats on the committee have called Lev Parnas, a former associate of Rudy Giuliani, who's expected to speak of GOP efforts to dig up dirt on the Bidens in Ukraine.
Reports in British media that someone may have been attempting to snoop around and gain access to the Princess of Wales medical records while Kate was in the hospital for abdominal surgery back in January. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
On Friday, the company behind Noah's Ark Water Park filed for a temporary restraining order against the village of Lake Delton to prevent the local government from enforcing an order to tear down abandoned motel buildings. The lawsuit was brought in Sauk County Circuit Court. The filing asks a judge to enjoin the village of Lake Delton from tearing down buildings that are part of the former Flamingo Motel. Palace Entertainment, the company behind Noah's Ark, brought the legal action after months of back and forth with the village. The motel closed at the end of the 2019 tourist season and never reopened. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 35 for a high this afternoon. The wind northwest at 10 to 20. Tonight, 20. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 38 with some snow. Tomorrow night into Friday, there could be 2 to 4 inches, maybe a little more by the time the snow winds down late Friday. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
99.7.
It's 8:04 right now. Jimmy Vaughn of the Fabulous Thunderbirds celebrating a birthday today. Of course, if he's celebrating, that means we're going to play the Fabulous Thunderbirds. It's Step It Up on 99.7 Max FM.
I would walk 10 miles on my hands and knees. Ain't no doubt about it, baby, it's you I am the bees. I wrestle with a lion and a grizzly bear. It's my life, baby, but I don't care.
shovel and dirt and not even worry about getting hurt. Ain't that tough enough? Ain't that tough enough? Ain't that tough enough? Ain't that tough enough? Days a week, just so I can come home and kiss your cheek. I love you in the morning, and I love you at noon. I love you in the night, and take you to the moon. Ain't that tough enough?
Max FM.
Sitting around trying to ruin broken heart. This gun's for
Dancing in the Dark, there is Bruce Springsteen. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It's 11 minutes after 8 now. And Finn, I do want to remind everybody they'll have another chance to qualify in our Ride into Spring statewide text to win contest through Civic Media during the 10 a.m. hour. Be listening for another word, right? And all you have to do is use the app, which you can get over in the Apple Store or the Google Store, depending on your phone. It's the Civic Media app. And then be ready for that word when you hear it. Text it in via the app. Just scroll all the way down to the bottom, find Max the Mouse, and follow the cues from there. And you're going to automatically be qualified for a weekend stay at Chula Vista Resort. And our grand prizes that we're going to be giving away, including a blender, a couple of bicycles, and a patio love seat. So some good opportunities to get ready for the summer and maybe even have a little staycation at the same time. I love that.
Max the Mouse will never lead you astray.
No, I promise.
Never will. And no, I don't even like mice.
Adorable. I think he's adorable. He thinks he's really cool, but Max the Mouse is pretty darn adorable at the same time. Hey, no, I don't know if you've heard, but it's March Madness time. I mean, it's pretty much on everything. Uh-huh. You can buy medicine, listening to medicine commercials. They've tied medicine into March Madness somehow. It's kind of crazy. But there are a lot of people who follow college basketball year-round, and then there are the people who just really don't care until this week comes around. March Madness brackets are being passed out at offices, at bars, just between friends. They're pretty much everywhere. And if you want to fill one out this year, well, you need to get on it because the first round starts tomorrow. So, I mean, no pressure or anything, but you are kind of running out of time. In a new poll, 30% of people say they plan on doing some sort of bracket this year, and more than half of those people say they're going to put some money on it as well. Many of the people putting money on brackets are doing it as a random office pool. Another poll asked if people considered this type of thing gambling. 51% of people say they absolutely do consider it gambling, but apparently they don't care because they're doing it anyway. 25% say they don't. 24% aren't really sure. Those are the ones who just don't want to admit it. About 1 in 3 people say they plan to follow NCAA March Madness this year. It's unclear how many of them are in it for the long haul and how many will drop out as soon as their brackets bust. But in case you're wondering, the Badgers, even though they lost the Big Ten tournament to Illinois over the weekend, that was actually on Sunday, they still made it to March Madness, and they're going to play on Friday evening. They go in as the 5th seed, and they're going to be playing the number 12 seed, James Madison, at 8:40 on Friday night. So there you go. I think this is a great opportunity to see how much you know about sports and to put a couple bucks down and maybe win it all, Finn. Because let's face it, everybody's bracket busts at some point in time. Yeah. So there is that.
And you know Bruno Mars is in for the long haul.
This is true. Because there were rumors this week that he's into the motel that he performs at. Is that the MGM? I believe it is in Vegas. Yeah. That he's in for $50 million as far as gambling debt goes. He makes $90 million every year off the residency. So basically all of his money this year would go to, you know, paying off his gambling debt. Now, MGM says that that is absolutely just a rumor. It's not true. Actually, they didn't really say it wasn't true. They just said, we've heard the rumors. That's essentially what they said. They never really came out and said, no, this is not true kind of thing. They were just like, yep, we've heard the rumors and he's going to be performing again, most likely probably for free if it is if it isn't a rumor, but I guess that's still to be determined.
It's kind of wild to think of Bruno Mars having his paycheck garnished, you know,
right?
His wages garnished.
I mean, you know, here's the thing though. Bruno Mars has been very public about his love of gambling. I mean, he's never shied away from that. Vegas just seems kind of like a natural place for him to gravitate to because, you know, when he was young and he was trying to make it in the music business, and he has quite the backstory from Hawaii. He and his family were homeless for a good portion of his life and all of this. But in order to basically make ends meet and cover rent, he essentially played card games is essentially what he did. And so gambling is one of those things that he goes back to. So whether or not the rumors of the MGM are true or not, we'll probably never know. But if they are, it just means that when you go see Bruno Mars in Vegas this year, just know that he is probably up there performing just to cover his gambling debt. Can you imagine, though, having that kind of money to just throw at a craps table or the poker table or something like that? I mean, a lot of people are going to be balking over $10 for the office March Madness pool. Meanwhile, Bruno Mars, he might be in for 50 mil because he's just racking it up at the poker table or something. That's pretty crazy to think about, isn't it?
Not getting that from all the slot machines, I guess. It is crazy. I mean, when you've got a few million...
Right.
Well, actually, millions and millions to just gamble with.
Right.
That makes it easier, doesn't it?
I guess so. I mean, you see this happen with the stars every once in a while, where they like to get themselves into a little bit of trouble, but they always have the money to get themselves out of it, or they go make a new movie or something, and then they're like, "Ooh, let me pay off my debt," kind of thing.
Yeah.
The rest of us, we don't have that kind of luxury in life, so that's the unfortunate part. But get your brackets done, people, because we're March Madness, it's upon us right now. The worst part about March Madness is when you fill out your very first bracket, like the very first game, and your bracket busts. That's like the worst thing about March Madness, and you're like, really? I couldn't even get one, like not even one. It'd be interesting to know what the odds of like doing a perfect bracket are. It's got to be in the like trillions, doesn't it? Like you would think so, because it's really hard to predict, especially when one team happens to get hot.
Yeah.
But get the brackets done just in time for you to bust. That's how we'll put it.
It kind of makes sense that we're getting snow this week,
right?
Because doesn't that happen during March Madness, like every
usually
year?
Yeah, that's what Corey and I were talking about last weekend when it got so cold so quickly. He's like, well, isn't it boys basketball tournament time? And I said, yep. And he goes, well, then that checks out. Oh man.
And did I see some trickling news yesterday about who's gonna take over residency at the Sphere?
I have not seen that, so do tell if you know anything, because I haven't seen it.
Word is that it could be the Eagles.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Not what
so
I expected either.
6 minutes of Hotel California in the Sphere,
yeah.
Huh? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Sure. That's what
again,
we want to do.
It's like the James Bond rumors. That's not confirmed, but I think I read something yesterday about how could be the Eagles.
That would be interesting. That feels a little, and I don't say this to demean the Eagles. I think they're fantastic, but that feels a little lackluster after you two, does it not? Just like
I felt
a titch?
The same reaction.
Okay.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. All right. Oh, good. I'm glad it's not just me, because I do love the Eagles. I've got them on playlist, but that feels a little like just after you two had this amazing opening of the Sphere and were so great in the Sphere.
You think of somebody that's a little bit more over the top with their presentation, their stage show, and
you
the Eagles just doesn't really speak that to me.
I had a friend the other day who she's a huge Queen fan, so obviously she has seen Queen in concert. She got to see Queen in concert with her parents when she was really young, so she became a Queen fan. Got
I'm
to
jealous.
See Mercury, right? Exactly. Her parents were huge Queen fans.
Yeah.
But so now she obviously has seen Queen with Adam Lambert at the helm, because she's like, it doesn't matter, it's still Queen and they're still fantastic. The other day she goes, you know what would be really awesome, because her husband just had a business trip out to Las Vegas and he went to the Sphere. He saw U2. They're one of his favorite bands. He and a buddy who went on this trip with him through work. Anyway, so they had this evening free. They went and saw U2. And she goes, the way he describes it and from the photos he took, she's like, I would love to see Queen at the Sphere.
Well, at least that music, I mean, that kind of stand, I mean, that would be perfect.
And it's over the top, right?
Yeah.
They're a little over the top. They're a little dramatic as far as the music. And even Lambert, who's in place of Freddie Mercury now, he's a little over the top. I was like, that would be really awesome. She's like, I know they have this tour that they're on right now. But she goes, wouldn't that be a great way for the band to go out to? Doing like this amazing thing at the Sphere, you know, with Adam Lambert. She goes, obviously. She goes, you'll never replicate what Mercury would have done in the Sphere. But she goes, he was pretty good. She's like, and she was impressed. She's like, I wasn't sure what to expect, because once you're a Mercury fan, I think it's hard to change your allegiance a little bit. But
it
she's
is.
Like, Lambert was good. She was very impressed. Yeah. So there is that.
See, that's the way I feel. I like Queen. I love Queen.
Sure.
But, you know, with Adam Lambert, I'm less interested because Freddie Mercury was so phenomenal.
Because he's Freddie Mercury. How do you duplicate that?
Can you imagine seeing Freddie Mercury with Queen? If Freddie was still alive, it'd be amazing.
Anyway, but she really thought that that would be a really, you know, and she goes, it's not just me being biased because I am such a Queen fan. She goes, mm-hmm. I just think they are the type of band to embrace that atmosphere, you know, from what her husband describes. Mm-hmm. And she's like, they've got that drama and the over the top. Mm-hmm. And she's like, that's what the Sphere is. She's like, it's mm-hmm. gaudy Vegas, but in a music venue, you know? So that was the first thing that came to her mind. Yeah. Eagles feel a little lackluster in that.
Lion Eyes and Witchy Woman just doesn't really cut it. For me, as far as over-the-top bombastic music.
Right?
You know?
Exactly. Like, U2 made sense in the Sphere because it's Bono. He is over-the-top mm-hmm. in so many things that he does and ultimately super talented at the same time. But he made sense in the Sphere. I don't know. The Eagles don't make a lot of sense to me. But maybe they're not willing to pay as much as some of, you know, other players. I don't know. I have no idea. It's the Sphere. You'd think they'd go all out for whoever they want there. So,
you would think.
Interesting. Well, I know Harry Styles has been rumored to come to the Sphere at some point too.
Okay.
So I thought the last I heard about Harry Styles is they're actually it would be in late 2024, early 2025 from the last I heard. So he's got a team kind of putting together a stage show right now that embraces the Sphere, the atmosphere, and everything that you can do in there. So we'll see if that actually is true as well. There's a lot of tabloid rumors out there, so you got to take them all with a grain of salt and then kind of wait for the artist or whatever to confirm. Speaking of tabloid rumors with a grain of salt, you know, we mentioned yesterday that this Kate Middleton mystery has been put to rest by the TMZ video of her out this weekend with Prince William. Well, it turns out that now it's just raised a whole lot more questions because there are some people who believe that the woman in the video isn't Kate Middleton, that it's actually like a body double. Which is leading to more speculation and obviously more online conspiracy theories. Now, I'll be honest, I watched the video. To me, it's Kate Middleton, but, you know, I'm not going to take away from the tinfoil hat wearing people of the world right now. You have your conspiracy theories. I'm not going to try to tell you what to believe, but it is interesting because these rumors are now picking up steam bigger than life and to the point where, like, legitimate UK press is having to look into them because they're circulating everywhere that it wasn't mm-hmm. actually Kate Middleton. But we shall see.
The royal
see.
Family's not doing themselves any...
No, they're Avers. Really not. They're really not. And I think this is a weird spot for them to be in because as we talked, you know, late last week, earlier this week, they've never been in a position where people have really questioned them, right? Like the media just kind of left them alone. Nobody was in their business all that much. They were interested in what they were doing, but not maybe to the extent that they are now. But between the Harry and Meghan debacle and Prince William or Prince Dad, what's his name? What's Dad's name? Charles. There we go. We've got Kate on the mind right now, and all I can think of is William. Charles was totally escaping me. He's kind of a forgettable dude, though, let's be honest. Prince Charles with his prostate cancer, and then you had Kate Middleton with the abdominal surgery, and then just basically disappearing from public life for so many weeks. Mm-hmm. You know, they're really not helping themselves, and people are very interested in what's happening, especially since the death of Queen Elizabeth. So there's a lot of stuff circulating around them.
It's interesting how it has all changed over the course of the years, because
right?
I think that this fascination with the royal family, mm-hmm. I think pretty much started with Princess Di, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Anything before
that. She died
from
paparazzi, right?
Yeah. People were not that obsessed.
Right. Yeah, no, then. I totally agree. Yeah. I totally agree. And, you know, and then she became such a spectacle in herself because of how awesome she was. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, she did something that no royal has ever done. She divorced one of the royals. And mm-hmm. so that just brought all this controversy. And then Meghan and Harry set out on their new path. And now everybody's like, ooh, what's the royal family up to? And I'm by no means a watcher of the royal family. Right. I don't really care what the royal family does because, let's face it, they really have no ruling power at all in England anymore. They're just kind of like a long leftover tradition. But at the same time, I think that it's fascinating how people are just like glommed on to some of these stories right now about the royal family.
Yeah.
It's actually kind of crazy.
And there was a Fergie before the Fergie the Black Eyed Peas.
That's right.
She caused a whole bunch of hoopla back then.
I liked her with her fiery red hair. Spunky. She brought a little spunk to the royal family. But then we all know that Prince Andrew, he's gotten himself in some hot water basically where he's been pushed into a closet never to appear again. That's probably going to happen when you're tied to Jeffrey Epstein. I mean, let's face it. I mean, these are things that they're trying to keep undercover. So they're definitely not doing themselves any favors. And the PR people they have in place, I'm not sure that they're basically prepared for this type of press that they're getting right now. You know, this is not an area they've ever had to delve into. And now everybody wants to know what's going on with the royal family. And these people are just not good enough good enough to deal with it right now. So you got all these rumors that are circulating. It's kind of crazy.
What they need is Taylor Swift's PR person.
This is true. This is very true because, well, it's working for Travis Kelce. Speaking of other stories, did you hear about this? He might be hosting Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader on Amazon Prime Video. Obviously, you know, it was originally hosted by Jeff Foxworthy, and where, you know, you are basically asking adults questions that kids probably in school know. We all remember it. It was a great show. Kelce is one of the front runners for maybe hosting a new version of this with the celebrities in play. Obviously, Michael Strahan's been a game show host. Peyton Manning's been a game show host. And so now you have Travis Kelce, which a lot of people are speculating he got the job because of how popular he's become, thanks to his relationship with Taylor Swift. So there you have it. See, it's all about who you know, not what you know, people.
Exactly.
Yep. And in Travis Kelce's case, it's some pretty mighty good company. Yeah. Let's say that.
Yeah. I would say.
Taking a look at the forecast right now. Not nearly as warm today, but we're going to keep this sunshine around. 35 is all for a high, down to 20 tonight. Then mostly cloudy, 38 for a high tomorrow. And then some snow tomorrow night into Friday. We could see 2 to 4 inches of snow, maybe even a little bit more before it all ends on Friday. So keep the snow blowers, keep the snow shovels handy because we're probably going to need them at least at a minimum. Right now, it is 25.
I'm Jimmy. I've been with U.S. Cellular for years now, so they asked me to announce their special customer event, Us Days. I said, I get nervous. Maybe we record it somewhere relaxing like a hot tub. Us Days means exclusive offers like up to $1,200 to upgrade to any new phone, which I'll be needing because I just dropped my phone.
Us Days at U.S. Cellular. Get up to $1,200 to upgrade to any new phone. Terms apply. Actor portrayal.
Us Days is a special upgrade event for all eligible customers. Now through April 3rd, visit Cell Plus, your authorized agent for U.S. Cellular in Baraboo, the Dells, and Reedsburg.
Kanamichi Craft Bar in Baraboo is the perfect place to meet family and friends for get-togethers and events. They have amazing charcuterie boards, wine from across the globe, craft beer and cocktails, retail wine, and gift cards. Kanamichi is at 126 3rd Street in downtown Baraboo. Be sure to check out their Facebook post for more upcoming live music, comedy, game nights, and events. Kanamichi Craft Bar in downtown Baraboo.
My toddler got into my cleaning supplies.
I might have taken too much medication.
Do I need to go to the hospital?
When poison happens, Poison Help is here. We're the free 24/7 hotline that answers your poison questions. With expert advice from local professionals, available at no charge in over 100 languages, make the right call in a poison emergency. Call Poison Help, 1-800-222-1222, or visit poisonhelp.hrsa.gov.
It's 8:29 right now. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We hope that you are having a great Wednesday. We're halfway through another work week. Oh, that means the weekend is just right around the corner. Here's Hall & Oates. It's Private Eyes now on 99.7 Max FM.
Oh,
some hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It's 8:33 right now. And Finn, I don't know how you are with your email. I pretty much suck at keeping up with mine, I'll be dead honest. Sometimes I just have to go in and just clear out everything and be like, all right, let's just start from scratch.
Just get it all out of there. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not as bad as my husband, who the other day had somewhere around 4,000 emails or something like that. It was pretty crazy. So I'm nowhere near that, but it really does bother me. Now, if you're one of those responsible adults who likes to get your email back to zero on an everyday basis, turns out that you are doing a lot better than the rest of us, because most of us have full inboxes. And according to a new study, letting it stay really cluttered might be affecting you. It turns out that your mental health is really affected by how many emails you have sitting staring at you in your full inbox, more than probably we're even realizing. It found that people who let those emails build up or use their inbox like a to-do list are more likely to forget about stuff and let it fall to the wayside. And obviously that can be a problem when there's some sort of reminder, like maybe paying a bill or some sort of important meeting, right? So this study also found that a cluttered inbox can leave you feeling flustered and disorganized all of the time, and it could even be costing you hundreds of dollars a year in things like unnecessary late fees. Now, that all being said, 52% of people with cluttered inboxes claim they like the way they do things and don't need to change anything. For the inbox zero crowd, it's 71%, by the way.
Wow. Yeah, it drives me insane. That's one of my daily routines, is to go in and clear out as much as I can, because, and especially if you go on vacation, on vacation and you come back and it takes you how long to clear all of those emails out?
I like the little unread button at the top of the page, and that it checks automatically everything that's unread, because most of the stuff that I get in my email is going to be stupid stuff, right? It's spam, or it's sales, or it's ads, or something like that. Most people who really need to get a hold of me are going to either call me, or they're going to text me, or they're going to message me. So it's very rare in my personal email that I have anything worth of importance. Obviously, I don't do that over in my station email and things like that. But for my personal email, I can check the unread box and it's all gone in just a couple of seconds.
I wish I could do that. But I have emails in my inbox that I have to keep.
Sure.
So I have to be selective about the ones that I get rid of. Ugh.
I like to star the ones that are very, very important, even in my like personal email, because then I've opened them. They're not unread anymore. They've got a star by them. And if I just go to the starred category, all of the star ones come up, which are the important ones, and I don't have to sift through my email for an hour.
That is annoying, isn't it?
There's certain things in life that feel like they should be a luxury until they're not. And email is one of those things. That's how I feel about it. Like it can be just kind of a pain, and it's overwhelming. And then sometimes it makes me spend money that I don't really want to spend, because I'll be like, ooh, a 50% off sale, you say. I kind of need one of those. Probably don't need anything, but I see it and then I feel like I have to go buy it because it came in my email. So there's a little bit of pressure that way as well. Maybe some of you have way better self-awareness, and maybe way more, maybe you're able to control your urges a little bit more than I am. I see something reminding me that it takes 50% off, and I see a sale and I see a deal, and I'm probably going to go check it out. Yeah. I don't always buy, but most of the time I'll be like, ooh.
Keep that one.
Yeah. Right. That sale goes for a couple more weeks. I could get in on that yet. No big deal. That's kind of how my mind works. Coming up. Yeah.
I was going to say, because we just played Hall & Oates there.
Uh huh.
I don't know if you, I know your husband's a big Hall & Oates fan.
He loves Hall & Oates. Yes, he does.
It seems like we've been saying this a lot this morning, but did you see that Daryl Hall is going out on tour?
And
he may not be getting along with John Oates, but apparently he's getting along with Elvis Costello, because they're going out on a double bill.
Ooh,
tour.
That could be a good one.
Yeah.
That would be interesting, especially if Elvis Costello plays some of the guitar that John Oates would normally play on some of the Hall & Oates songs.
That would be cool.
You know, because obviously they're going to, because Daryl Hall wrote all of the songs. Mm-hmm. So it'll be interesting if Elvis Costello picks up some of the guitar that Oates would have done. I would be down for seeing Costello play with Daryl Hall. I think that would be a good show.
Daryl Hall and Elvis Costello back in the 80s, they actually had a duet together on one of Elvis's albums.
Oh, that's so right.
I could see where they would perform that song.
Sure.
You know, maybe the entire tour or on given nights. Yeah.
Interesting. I don't know how my husband will feel about that. It's not the original. Right. Like, I would totally go and see it, but he's kind of a stickler for the original stuff in life. Like, if there's no John Oates and a mustache around, like, how is that going to live up to all the hype?
So he's never seen Daryl Hall out on his own?
No.
So like it's either Hall and Oates or no.
No, Hall, right. Exactly. Oates. Exactly. Yeah. Now, he loves live at Daryl's house. It's one of his favorite shows. Right. But then you're also bringing in other musicians. So I don't know how we feel about the Costello thing. But I feel like my husband is kind of one of those guys who loves the
purist.
Original. He is. Yeah. He's annoyingly so. His favorite band right now, Chromeo. We love Chromeo. They're fantastic. They just released a new album. They were just on Kimmel the other night. And so obviously when it got to streaming the next day, we had to watch it. It was the episode, Kimmel show with Oprah, and then for the entire show, and then Chromeo at the end. And he looked at me and he's like, they're touring again. And I was like, we've seen them twice in a year. Like, what do we need to do again? Mike, they have two new songs that they've released so far off of the album. I was like, we've seen them twice in a year. Like, settle down a little bit. My goodness.
Yeah, but Corey Hartman is their number one fan.
He is. Like, weirdly so. Like, he goes and buys new clothes for P-Dog and Dave 3. So it's very strange. I'm like, you know they can't see you, right? Like, we're never close enough for you. He's like, I gotta look good in case the light shines on me.
That's awesome.
All right, whatever. Hey, at least you're buying some new clothes. I'm down. It's fine. I don't care what the reason is. I'll go with you. I'll help you pick something out nice for P-Dog and Dave 3. It's fine. You can't look like that for me, but for P-Dog and Dave 3, it's all good.
Does he wear special cologne and wear deodorant that night too?
He's so funny. He literally wants to get dressed up. But, you know, and Chromeo's kind of cool. Like, they're a little bit of electro. They're a little bit, I mean, I describe them as a lot of what Daft Punk is. Right, if you love Daft Punk, you'd probably love Chromeo. Mm-hmm. And so the crowd is pretty diverse, but a lot of younger people. And I think it really comes down to he doesn't want to be the old guy who's at the Chromeo concert, right? Like wearing his polo and his dad tennis shoes, kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like that's what I think it comes down to is he wants to feel a little cooler than that.
You have to decide whether you're going to stand out in the crowd,
right?
And how to handle
and own
that.
It because, and then own
yeah,
it, yeah,
right.
Or you got to just blend, or you got to just kind of
or
go
just
with
let
the
your
flow.
Freak flag fly and just say, hey, I'm the old dude here.
Right,
that's what it is. Okay?
I love Chromeo. Look at me, keep beat, and right. I can get down with this kind of thing. It's fine. I just, whatever he tells me we're going to do, I'm like, fine, let's go shopping. But do you have like 12 hours? Because that's how long it's going to take to find a shirt. So coming up, we're going to take a detailed look at your forecast. It's going to be cool and sunny today, only 35 for a high. We do have a chance of snow coming by the end of the week. We're going to tell you more about that in just a moment. We'll also have a look at sports next here on Max FM. Right now, your community calendar brought to you by Pizza Ranch of Baraboo.
If you're getting mighty hungry, well, the best in the country is Pizza Ranch.
Hi, Mary here at the Baraboo Pizza Ranch, and we have new loaded cheesy ranch sticks on our buffet. You can also order them to carry out or delivery. So it's our regular cheesy ranch sticks, and you can add two items to it. So one of our favorites is pineapple and bacon pieces, and then get the barbecue dipping sauce on the side. Oh, yum. Come in and enjoy.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Pizza Ranch. Saturday, March 23rd, it's time for the Pin Down Cancer Bowling Fundraiser to raise funds for cancer research at the UW-Carbone Cancer Center. This will happen at J&J Fireball Lanes in Portage on Wisconsin Street. They're going to have raffles, live and silent auctions, and door prizes. Check out jandjfireballlanes.com for more details. And this is Saturday, March 23rd. Also that same Saturday from 7:30 until 12:30, St. John's Lutheran Church will be hosting a Versiti blood drive. You can walk in or schedule an appointment to be a priority donor. Go to versiti.org/WI to schedule that appointment.
Make sure to eat a healthy meal and drink plenty of water before donating. Again, this is 7:30 until 12:30 at St. John's Lutheran Church, 307 6th Street in Reedsburg. Reedsburg Recreational Center will also have a blood drive coming up on Monday from 11:30 until 5:30. Again, this is Monday, March 25th. You can go to redcrossblood.org to get signed up. And with the Easter holiday coming up, there are plenty of events all around the area with the Easter Bunny for the kiddos. Be sure to check out the Chamber of Commerce website for all the details on those.
Imagine you're trying to escape from a secluded cabin or being trusted with government secrets, or you need to locate an important dignitary for a special event. This isn't a TV show. No, it's Elusive Escape Rooms. Can you count on your friends and family to help you make your great escape? Call 608-678-2388 or find us online at elusiveescaperooms.com. And mention promo code MAXFM to save on your next adventure. Located across from Noah's Ark on Wisconsin Dells Parkway in Wisconsin Dells, Elusive Escape Rooms, the best escape you'll ever attempt to make.
Time for sports on Max FM. It's brought to you by Napa Auto Parts.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa Auto Parts in Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. Look for the Napa logo wherever you have your vehicle serviced. The Napa logo means quality auto parts and ASC certified mechanics to service your ride. Napa is a supplier of replacement parts and equipment for the automotive repair, heavy-duty truck, and industrial market. Napa parts are second to none. Use only quality Napa parts and accessories from Napa in Baraboo and Portage.
Get the good stuff!
With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger. Spring sports will officially get started with practices beginning on Monday as boys golf and boys tennis will begin their practices. Earlier this week, it was baseball and girls soccer starting. Prior to that, softball and lacrosse also got their seasons going, as did track and field. Competitions will start to pick up towards the end of this week and then again starting this next week. NCAA men's basketball tournament is going to get started tomorrow. The Badgers won't be playing their matchup against James Madison until Friday evening. 8:40 is going to be the tip-off for that one. Marquette will also be on Friday. 1 o'clock is the start time for it. The lone one seed to play tomorrow will be North Carolina. The Tar Heels matchup versus Wagner will be at 1:45. UConn, the number one seed in the East, will be playing against Stinson at 1:45 on Friday. Purdue's matchup is going to be on Friday at 6:25, and just before the Badgers play on Friday evening, it's going to be Houston, the other number one seed, going against Longwood at 8:20. Bucks return to the court tonight as they're going to be in Boston to face the Celtics. 6:30 is the tip-off for that matchup. With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 35 for a high this afternoon. The wind northwest at 10 to 20. Tonight, 20. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 38 with some snow. Tomorrow night into Friday, there could be 2 to 4 inches, maybe a little more by the time the snow winds down late Friday. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
99.7.
It's 8:46 right now with Culture Club. This is Karma Chameleon on 99.7 Max FM.
Deep.
Red, gold, and green. Red, gold, and green. Come, 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 chameleon. You come and go. You come and go. Loving would be easy if your colors were like my dream. Red, gold, and green. Red, gold, and green. Come, 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 chameleon. You come and go.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It's 10 minutes before 9 now. And Finn, on this Wednesday, as we're really just trying to get to the weekend at this point, we've got a little celebrating to do with our calendar days. There's some interesting ones on here. So we're going to start out with Alien Abduction Day. This is a day for anybody who thinks that they've been abducted by aliens in the past, or for those who want to be or expect to be abducted by aliens. It's also for those interested in stories about people who have been abducted by aliens. Aaron Rodgers, we're definitely calling you down on this one because this seems like your kind of day. That's
He's
for sure.
He's an expert on that. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. It's also Hufflepuff Pride Day. Hufflepuff, one of the four houses of Hogwarts School of Witchcraft and Wizardry in the Harry Potter franchise, is celebrated today with Hufflepuff Pride Day. It's the first day of Hogwarts House Pride Week, which takes place during Hogwarts House Pride Month as well. So Hufflepuff Pride Day. There are Harry Potter fans right now who are very, very excited that we mentioned Hufflepuff Pride Day. Just
saying. Not easy to say.
No, it's really, really not. There's a lot of H's in there and sounds that should not go together, but we made it. We made it through that one. It's also International Day of Happiness Day. I love that. I feel like we should be happy every day. Some days it's a little harder than others, right? Especially right now when you watch the news, it's a little harder to stay optimistic and upbeat, but we have to do our best. It's National Jump Out Day today. Now, I have no idea why we celebrate this. I have no idea what it's all about, but I see in the photo a lot of people jumping rope. So maybe that's what we should be doing today, jumping rope. I don't know. However you want to celebrate that one, make sure it's a good one, okay? I don't exactly know what jumping rope gets you, but, well, I only jump.
A little exercise. That's
yeah,
all.
Maybe. I only do that type of exercise if there's cake involved afterwards or something, though. I'm just saying. I mean, I'm going to be dead honest with you. It's National Kiss Your Fiance Day today. Well, I'm going to assume that unless you're the Duggar clan who does that weird courtship thing, that this might be something that a lot of us already have done before, but this should be a day when we do celebrate that. So I love that. Let's see, what else do we have? Ooh, this is a good one. World Day of Theater for Children and Young People. We were just talking about that earlier this week, how important it is for people to, especially young people, to maybe find a place in the world, maybe try it out. Theater is always a good organization. Your local theaters, your school productions, all of that, a good place to kind of to figure that stuff out. Let's see, it's World Frog Day today. So if you love frogs, this is the day you celebrate the frogs of the world. Any type of species, any type of variety, it doesn't matter. We just love our frogs, apparently. And then, is there a good food one on here? Yes, there is. It's National Ravioli Day today. If you, you know, love yourself some pasta, which I tend to love myself too much pasta, but ravioli is always delicious, especially with lots of sauce and lots of cheese. It's one of the best ways to eat it.
Yeah, and you're doing the healthy pastas now.
Wheat pasta.
Good.
Yeah, so like last night I had whole wheat spaghetti, and then I took and I fried up some chicken sausage, some Italian chicken sausage, and then I had a bunch of veggies that needed to be used in the crisper. So there was some zucchini in there, there was some yellow squash in there, there was some spinach, some onions, and put a whole lot of garlic in it with a little avocado oil and fry it all up. And then I put it on top of my spaghetti noodles with some Parmesan cheese. And that's what I had for dinner last night. It was delicious. So
when I grow up, I'm going to try to follow your diet plan.
I don't recommend it. Some days it's for the faint at heart. Some days I look at it and I'm like, you know what looks a whole lot better than this right now? That cake over there, that pie over there, that ravioli that I'm looking at in this photo right now always looks really, really good. Tonight we're having banana pancakes. That's what we're having.
Okay.
Remember I told you that on Monday night I made these really delicious pork chops with like a raspberry sauce. It was supposed to be like a ketchup. We'll put that that in air quotes.
Was a big and hit, right?
It was a huge hit, and Dexter loves the raspberry sauce. It's like I had to keep it because he's like, I just want to put this on everything. So last night, as he was having the leftover pork chops and some potatoes and some green beans that went with the meal we'd previously had, because this is one of the only leftovers the kid has ever eaten, by the way. He hates leftovers. He's like his dad. He was like, raspberry sauce. He's like, do you know what this would be really good on? I said, pancakes or waffles. He goes, yeah. I said, do you want some banana pancakes tomorrow night? I said, or do you want plain pancakes? No, I think it'd be really good on raspberry on the pancake. Banana pancakes would be really good. So that's what we're having tonight is banana pancakes.
So we'll get the review tomorrow.
I guess. Yeah. I use applesauce because I'm boring like that. And again, the no sugar applesauce. But I put a little coconut whip or almond whip on it. It helps out. Maybe a little cinnamon dabbed on top too. So that's how I eat my banana pancakes because they're pretty sweet anyway, and they're a very healthy version, so you're not using any flours. It's all made with like ground up oats and stuff. They're really delicious, but the bananas themselves provide a lot of the sweetness, so I don't need to add extra sweetness on top of it, plus healthy and all of that jazz or whatever we're talking about. So so that's what's on the menu tonight. Should be delicious. So yeah, don't strive for my choices, though. Go enjoy the stuff that you really love.
The leftover thing, I don't get, because our son is the same way. And over the course of the weekend, when we got to Monday, we had so many leftovers in the refrigerator.
Well, yeah, because you guys went all out for St. Patrick's Day as well.
Well, yeah, totally. You know, and so we had so many leftovers, and my wife said, you know what, tonight we've got so many leftovers.
Right.
I'm not even going to cook. Let's just get rid of some of these.
Because you don't want to waste it either, right? You bought it. You've went to all the work to prepare it. You don't want to waste it. So, yeah, we do leftover night a lot, too.
But getting the teenager to eat the leftovers is, it's like pulling teeth.
Try to get Corey Hartman to eat a leftover.
Sometimes the leftovers taste better the next day.
They do, because they, especially like I've found when I use my slow cooker, which if you listen to this morning show, you know is a lot. I love my slow cookers.
Right.
But the taste has more of an opportunity, like all the spices and stuff have an opportunity to meld together, you know, right? Marinate. And it's delicious the next day. Oh, no. If I tell him we're having leftovers, he'll be like, I'm just going to find something and eat out tonight. It's just how he is. Just how he is. That's how we do things around here. Yes, Marty Briggs just texted me here this morning over on the text line. He wants the raspberry sauce recipe and the banana pancake recipe. Absolutely. I will share that with you in just a moment. Errors too. I've got to dig into my online folder, but I will get that to you in a minute.
Jones, you could have a separate cottage industry here.
Here's
with
the thing,
all
though. I
recipes.
Just steal recipes from everybody else. So I'm not coming up with my own stuff. I just find stuff that sounds delicious because I'm not that creative or inventive to come up with stuff on my own. But I know what I like, and I know like what tastes good, and I know what I want to eat and what the ingredients should be. So that's kind of how it works for me.
We don't
anyway.
Care if there are other people's recipes. You're the one-stop shop. That's, you know, I mean, how would I have known about overnight oats, which is something that we have
revolutionized your world.
Yeah, totally.
Overnight oats really are the best. Overnight oats really are the best. They have one of my favorite things. So yes, I will get those recipes over to you in just a moment, Marty. In the meantime, I do want to remind everybody before we talk about the weather, ride into spring, that statewide text to win contest through the Civic Media app. You're going to have another opportunity to text in and qualify for an overnight stay at the Chula Vista Resort, as well as the grand prizes, which include a blender, some bicycles, and a patio love seat coming up during the 10 o'clock hour. I know, Finn, you have your word all ready to go. You're going to be set. You're going to give that out. You actually have two opportunities to do that during the 10 a.m. hour and the 1 p.m. hour. So be listening for your chance to qualify. And again, if you have not downloaded the Civic Media app, you need to run over to your app store and get that and be all prepared. When we give the word, you're going to see, you're going to get into the app. You're going to scroll all the way down to Max FM, which were the very last station listed. And you're going to see Max the Mouse's face. You just click on that, follow the prompts to text in, and that's all you got to do. And we make it super easy. And somebody from Civic, if you happen to be one of our winners, will notify you and let you know that you actually won. So let's keep keep this thing rolling. We're going to be giving away some stuff and making people winners over the next couple of weeks. But you got to listen for the word. Another opportunity during the 10 a.m. hour. All right. So this forecast really, really quickly. Cold today. I mean, let's face it. It looks nicer out than it's going to be. Lots of sunshine. Only 35 for a high. Down to 20 tonight. Then clouds roll in tomorrow. 38 for a high. Snow tomorrow night, possibly, all the way in through Friday. Now, we could see 2 to 4 inches of snow, maybe even a little bit more than that before it all ends late Friday afternoon into Friday evening. Right now, it is 25.
Most of us can agree the decision to have an abortion should be between a person and their doctor. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, Senator Tammy Baldwin is standing up for our rights and working to keep politicians out of our medical decisions. After Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights was overturned, Tammy Baldwin introduced